because we already had a Lancelot, you know.
I guess a lot of the debate in these tales with Arthur is that is whether the what strands of them are French, and the ones that have the most French influence seem to be the ones that mention Arthur. It's interesting that Arthur is almost like a French fantasy of England.
Yes, yes. He is. Arthur is an invention of the late Middle Ages, and I would be willing to guess. You know, guesses are always hypothetical,
right, right.
And hypotheses. That the collapse in the middle of the 13th century is what helped generate.
Well, these are from before then. They're from like 12. They were first written in 1200s.
But the Malory is the 14th century.
Yeah, Malory's when the legend.
Well, when did Malory write it?
Now,
what year?
Was I don't know.
It's important because if it's before 1340.
Mallory's where it crystallized the way the modern.
If it's after 1350, yeah. After 1345, the 48, then it's,
yes, it is.
Because I think that Mallory is along with Chaucer, right, partly a response to the collapse of the medieval world. The sense that the colossal impact of that.
That sense that it was already happening.
Well, yeah. Between the 100 Years War and that was between the war. I mean, it was just a colossal sense of loss, and I think that in a sense it was kind of a Celtic revivalism,
yeah,
a kind of English revivalism, and these come at times when something seems to be lost,
right?
So I think Arthur's death is the death of the Middle Ages, when in fact it was the birth of the Middle Ages,
right?
In a certain weird way, but because he was the last of the Roman, the last trace of Rome,
right,
probably.
Right. Well, that's what they think, that the original Arthur was either fought against Rome or fought for Rome, or
something. Yeah, that movie is actually vaguely on the right path.
Yeah, maybe.
Terrible movie.
Was it? I didn't think.
It's
a lot of heads
and
getting
bad.
Cut off.
No, it's just bad. It's just a bad movie.